Good morning, beloved, and thank you for inviting me into your homes on this beautiful, what is it, Thursday morning now, isn't it, for our Thursday edition of the 5-Minute Journey. Today, we are in Psalm 31, and today's psalm begins with the writer expressing trust in God, followed by a series of laments, then trust, then pleas for deliverance, and the concluding act of praise. This psalm is an example of voicing complaints while at the same time expressing trust in God. Several faith traditions include verses 1 through 5 among the readings at the very beginning of Holy Week or the Sunday of the Lord's Passion. Some translations render verse 5 as, "Into your hand I commit my spirit," which were the words spoken by Jesus from the cross, and you can find that in Luke chapter 23, verse 46. So, today, God's guiding word for us is, again, prayer. So, let's begin as we are reading Psalm 31. I come to you, Lord, for protection. Never let me be defeated. You are a righteous God. Save me, I pray. Hear me. Save me now. Be my refuge, to protect me, my defense, to save me. You are my judge, my refuge and defense. Guide me and lead me as you have promised. Keep me safe from the trap that has been set for me. Shelter me from danger. I place myself in your care. You will save me, Lord. You are a faithful God. You hate those who worship false gods, but I trust in you. I will be glad and rejoice because of your constant love. You see my suffering. You know my trouble. You have not let my enemies capture me. You have given me freedom to go where I wish. Be merciful to me, Lord, for I am in trouble. My eyes are tired from so much crying. I am completely worn out. I am exhausted by sorrow, and weeping has shortened my life. I am weak from all my troubles. Even my bones are wasting away. All my enemies, and especially my neighbors, treat me with contempt. Those who know me are afraid of me. When they see me in the street, they run away. Everyone has forgotten me, as though I were dead. I am like something thrown away. I hear many enemies whispering. Terror is all around me. They are making plans against me, plotting to kill me. But my trust is in you, O Lord. You are my God. I am always in your care. Save me from my enemies, from those who persecute me. Look on your servant with kindness. Save me in your constant love. I call to you, God. Don't let me be disgraced. May the wicked be disgraced. May they go silently down into the world of the dead. Silence those liars, all the proud and arrogant who speak with contempt about the righteous. How wonderful are the good things that you keep for those who honor you. Everyone knows how good you are, how securely you protect those who trust you. You hide them in the safety of your presence from the plots of others. In a safe shelter you hide them from the insults of their enemies. Praise the Lord. How wonderfully he shows his love for me when I was surrounded and attacked. I was afraid and thought that he had driven me out from his presence, but he heard my cry when I called to him for help. Love the Lord, all his faithful people. The Lord protects the faithful, but punishes the proud as they deserve. Be strong, be courageous, all you that hope in the Lord. And the key verse for today is Psalm 31, verse 24. Be strong, be courageous, all you that hope in the Lord. You know, we see this constant going back and forth of the psalmist just crying out all of the things that are going bad, telling God all the people that are doing, you know, bad things, are trying to take his life, are saying bad things about him. But he is constantly coming back to the same theme that you can trust in God, that everyone else may fail you, but God is always there. And it says, verse 19, how wonderful are the good things that you keep for those who honor you. And we know that our God, regardless of what we may be experiencing, that He loves us more than we can ever know. Let's pray. Oh Lord, trusting in your mercy and righteousness, I turn to you for help. When I am in trouble, I place myself in your care. My hope is in you, and I thank and praise you for sheltering me in your goodness and love. Amen. Well, our Thursday morning together has come to an end, beloved. Join me tomorrow as we are back in the Gospels, Mark chapter 11, verses 1 through 25, that talks about Jesus entering Jerusalem. Until tomorrow then, may God richly bless you, is my prayer.